People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Going to join together to sing Once in the World, David City. And the first verse is solo, and after that, Jesus joined them. Jesus, you came out of time. Nothing was ready. No one was ready. Nothing was ready.
Jesus, you came
out of time. Nothing was prepared. Nothing was right according to our way.
No one was ready. Nothing was proper.
And yet you came right then, right there. No room for you to be received, and yet you came.
And yet you came, right there, right there.
And still you come at inconvenient times. When we are busy or distracted, when we are tired or confused, when we are sorting out our homes, our work, our church, our lives, struggle for time to focus on you. You come in ways. You'll be angel, no angel chorus overhead, but unannounced, overlooked, and often ignored. The people place we see each day. Jesus calling again. Jesus come with us day by day. Help us to make room for you. Lord, we pray. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our the first reading is an Old Testament prophecy of the times to come, a vision of a good time that is coming, a vision that is based on how things are for the prophet. No, not in his life. His nation was overrun. There is deprivation and there is poverty everywhere. Yet his optimistic view is based on the certainty of God.
This reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. In days to come, the mountains of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall speak to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn any war.
The hymn, the angel Gabriel from heaven.
Thank you.
Second reading is the angel appearing to Mary. It's not an easy, imposing thing to have encounters with God. All is demanded. For Mary, it was the wash of security and place. For us, it is the battle of ease.
In the 6 months, the women came to a man in the name of Joseph, the wife of David. David's name was Mary. The faith of the church pleased David, the Lord's visit. But she was not perfect as well as the woman was created. And now, remember, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived the son. And this is the 6th month of her. Who said to be married, for not be very impossible with God. Then Mary said, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let the people speak and according to your word. And then the angel of the Father came.
Want to sing the child of the manger. And then in Matthew, the story of the birth of Jesus. In the narrative, his bird comes after a long list of names, making the point that this baby has an issue. The one born, I will be the cosmic Christ, the one taking human flesh, but he has a past on the earth. But his history, like ours, so much more than that.
Now, Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, plans to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take them as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but they had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. He named him Jesus.
John sing, "It came upon the midnight."
Oh, God, you are the Lord, the Savior, the Lord, the Savior.
The angels and the shepherds. Like Mary, they were busy getting on with their work. They weren't looking for God. They were doing everyday things, and God intervened. On the hills, protecting their sheep. Shepherds were not people who were able to fulfill religious rules, and yet to them, God spoke and invited them in.
This reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, shepherds and the angels. In the region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and terrified, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I see I am bringing you good news great joy for all the people. To you is born in the city of David, the Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, heaven and on earth be peace among their whom he favoured." And the angels had left them and gone into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem to see this thing that they have taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So what with their haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed by the shepherds who told them. But Mary favoured all these words with her heart, and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen that had been told to them.
We sing, "What child is this who laid to rest?" The story in Matthew of the visit of the scholars and the consequences thereof. People are always looking for the other. These seekers come from the east. Like in Isaiah,
Israel's king is not merely for one nation, but is a gift to the world.
The visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born, King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. So they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so has been written by the prophets, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are no means least among the rulers of Judah. But from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people." Then Herod said to the court of the wise men, and learned from them the exact time of the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring my word to them, I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out from there, and ahead of them burnt a star that they had seen. Rising, until it stopped over at the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child of Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their own country by another boat. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and its mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." When Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was in fear of it, and he sent and killed all the children in and around them. They were 2 years old. Voice was heard in the room, wailing and yelling in his nation, "Rachel, weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are mourning."
Silent night, holy night.
So let's pray. And into our weary world slowly come. Weary of waiting for the disease to be sorted. Weary of the isolation, weary of the fear. Weary of waiting for politicians to do something about climate change. Weary as the poorest pay the price. Weary as the prices go up and people are faced with the choice to feed or to keep warm. And those in hospital, keeping on going. And those with caring responsibilities, shielding people every day. Lord, in our world, people are angry and scared and burdened. We pray. Come as the Prince of Peace. Come as the Prince of Peace to Afghanistan, to Syria, to Israel-Palestine. Come as the Prince of Peace to the Sudan, to East Africa. Come. And we too have our burdens, Lord. We have seen the pictures and we have had encounters with family members and friends. We have our worries too, Lord, we pray. Be born among us, Lord Jesus. Speak your word. Come in your vulnerability to show us what courage looks like. And then we will be born. Lord, we pray. Amen. So your offerings will now be received. going to dedicate the money first, and then we're going to dedicate the new Bibles. So let us pray. We return this money. We could have kept it. We return it that it would be spent well in the kingdom causes. Bless those who will administer it. And let us be among your generous givers. And we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. So we have received a new Bible, a new pulpit Bible, and we have received new small Bibles for the chairs. And the pulpit Bible, let me read you the inscription at the front. It said, presented by the Seymour family, in memory of the Reverend Alan Seymour, who, through the love of this church, heard and responded to the calling with grateful thanks from his family. So let us pray. Thank you, God, for those who have gone before us, those we love and whose memories we cherish. On this day, we particularly thank you for Alan. Thank you for his wacky personal commitment to you. Thank you for his delight in liturgy, prayer, Bible study. Thank you for his love of his family. Bless this pulpit Bible and all the Bibles that we have been given. Resources for our church to use in the work of building your kingdom. Thank you. Amen. So thank you, Seymour family, for this Bible. Thank you. And thank you to the other person who gave us the other Bibles too. Thank you. The final reading from John. The cosmic Christ takes shape. How are we to understand this thing? By recognizing God who is known in flesh, and God who is mysteriously other and unknowable. The magic happens, of course, when we can hold these two things together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and lived among us. glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Let's join together to sing our final song, O Come, O Thee. last thing. Una, could you come forward, please? Come. So Una is leaving tomorrow to go to South Korea. And we want to give her a little something, and we want to wish you well. And we look forward to you coming back really soon. Really soon. So may the wonder of the shepherds, the generosity of the wise men and the compassion of Mary be in us and flow from us this Christmas and always. And all God's people said,
Amen.